Hello, everybody. Cody's on the line. Who's with me and needs to check in for class?
Hi, Cody. It's Selma.
Hey, Selma. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Cody. It's Hi.
Ashley. Hi, Ashley. Welcome to class. Who else needs to check in?
It's Samantha.
Hi, Marisha.
I got Samantha and Marisha. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Pega.
Hi, Pega. Welcome to class.
Hi.
Hi, Tana.
Hi, here too.
Oh, I think I heard Liz. Who else is there?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Welcome to class.
Thank you.
Hi, Tana.
Hi, Hannah. Good to have you with us.
Hey, it's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. Welcome to class.
Ryan,
good to have you with us tonight. Still looking for Talia and Becca, unless I missed you in the mix. All right, might not have joined us just yet. Welcome to everybody else. Who just joined us that needs to check in?
Hi, this is Talia.
Talia, welcome to class.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to keep my ears open for Becca to join us. We have three Coach the Coach sessions lined up for tonight. Welcome to week 13, everybody. And as you'll recall, when we have three in the night, it fills up the time really well and even maybe a little bit over. So let's dig in and start making progress. With Becca not with us yet,
sorry to interrupt. This is Anna. Becca just texted me. She's asking me what's going on. So I asked her if she can join, and she said no, she has trouble joining.
Okay. So thank you for giving me that update. No problem. So what would be ideal then is, let me look at the schedule. Let me make a quick suggestion here. So who's just joining us that needs to check in? Or maybe somebody fell off and just came back on. Okay. When I look at the schedule, what would be most ideal is if somebody who's coaching 2 weeks from now, that's Samantha, Talia, or Ryan, or even the following week, it's Kevin, Marisha, and Pega, if any of the six of you would be game to take Becca's place tonight because of her connectivity issues, we'll get three sessions in tonight. I'll let you guys chew on that while we dig into these two sessions we have everybody for, and if somebody wants to volunteer to coach tonight, then I'll just swap you. I'll put Becca in your place for when you were supposed to coach. So I'll let that simmer for a bit. Let's dig into the other ones we have. Ryan, are you ready with a topic and takeaway in a moment?
Yeah.
Great. Selma, are you ready to be an observer for that session? Wonderful. So we'll be looking for two things from you when I come to you. One is, what is one question that you might have asked if you're a coach? And the other thing I'd love you listening for is just, what's something that Liz does that you just want to celebrate because she nailed it, right? Something she did from what we've all been learning that you want to celebrate. Those are the two things in particular I will ask you for. And then, Liz, are you ready to coach?
I am happy to do so, but I thought I was switching with Anna, but I will go.
Let's think about this for a second. I know there was some movement.
I went the previous week, but I can do it again.
No, that's right. Okay, hold on. Thank you. I don't know why it can just get like this. All it takes is a few changes to make things a little confusing. Anna, are you on the same page with that? Are you ready to coach tonight because you couldn't on the 10th?
I am. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Let's switch gears. Thank you, Liz, for being gracious about that. Somehow my notes aren't as caught up as where we should be. So, Anna, are you ready to coach?
Yes. Yeah.
Yay. All right. I'm going to ask everybody who's coaching tonight to manage a 15-minute clock like we have been. So set a clock for yourself, Anna, if you would. Everybody on mute, please, except for Ryan and Anna. Have a blast, and we'll chat about it when you're done.
15? You said 15, right?
Yes, please. 15 minutes.
Okay, and just to confirm, am I coaching Samantha? I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Nope, you're coaching Ryan.
Sorry.
You'll coach Ryan and Selma will be the observer. No problem.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. So, hi, Ryan. I'm happy we were able to schedule this session today. I look forward to talking to you. So, what would you like to explore today?
Hi there. I just kind of want to work on, I'm feeling a little, I guess, inadequate in my goals that I've set for myself in this journey here. I know it's been quick, a couple months, but I haven't reached some of them, so I'd like to just maybe try to talk about what there could be to do.
Mm. All right, great. And so you just said that you would like to talk about achieving your goals that you haven't in the last couple of months. So I just want to be a little bit more clear on this. Is it about defining your goals or about fast-tracking your progress and making sure that you achieve your goals in a certain time?
Probably achieving them would probably be a better way to say it. You know, it seems like some of the stuff I've been trying to do I haven't quite reached yet, and just like to talk about it and see what I can come up with.
Mm, great. Sounds great. Thank you. So before we move forward today, could you please tell me what would you like to take away from this session?
I'd like to maybe put some of them in an order that I've been trying to do, maybe find out which ones I should work towards and the ones maybe I should put on the back burner and not worry so much about.
Okay, I see. So that is a really big takeaway that you're after, and I can totally see how all of that is important to you, finding order in achieving your goals, defining which ones to pursue and maybe which ones to slow down with, and also how not to worry about all of that. So maybe which part of it could we focus on today? I wonder how we can pare it down in our short session today.
Maybe just pick a couple, two or three, and then just see where they come up. And like you said, it's a short session, so go from there. One of them maybe is reaching the clients that I was hoping to reach now. Having a little trouble with the person that's building our website. What else? Maybe just getting some of the goal would be some of my people I've been talking to, really haven't got much out of it with them because they know it's me and I'm a friend or this or that. And so it's hard to get a lot out of some of my subjects, I guess.
Mm. I hear you. So let's take a look at how are you doing with all that now. So please tell me, how are you feeling in terms of reaching the client, working on your marketing and all that? Where are you at this point?
A little on the marketing, I've found that it's a lot harder than I was anticipating. I knew it was going to be hard. I find that where my niche is with men, working with men with any sort of problem in their 40s or 50s, to get those kind of people to open up and an advertisement, say, my emails or my Facebook plugs or whatever they're called, it's really, really hard to get them engaged in a conversation. That's one of the main problems I'm having as far as, if I guess we go back to the goals. I thought I would have quite a few more people that were just interested, and quite frankly, I've got less than five.
Definitely. It's important to acknowledge that, and it's definitely very hard to engage with these people and to get them to open up. So do you have any ideas on how you might approach these people in a way that they're more open for a conversation?
Yeah, I've got a few ideas coming. With the way the technology is today, what I'm learning, a lot of these people in my email campaign, we're getting a 1 out of 12 people are opening our emails. So that's a really tough number to get people to even just click on me, which I understand that I'm new to the game, new face, new name. It's just a struggle, which is a struggle I'm sure I'm hoping everybody else has, but it's just part of the game. But it's just as far as back to the goals, it's just one of those goals that it's not even in the picture of what I was kind of shooting for.
I hear you. Yeah, in reaching our goals, we often run into some unexpected things. But I hear a lot of energy in your voice to make it all happen. So in terms of maybe what is the one step that you could make in order to make it easier for you to achieve this goal, to get the clicks?
I think I've got to change my way of thinking, what I'm learning from some of these tests I've run, these A/B tests from the Facebook groups that I've created or pages I've created. These are all simple things that are fast, they're easy. But it's not to get people engaged in that way. People don't come around to words anymore is kind of what I'm getting. And I'm a little old for these videos, these TikToks and these Instagrams and things like that. I'm noticing that's drawing huge amount of people's attention. So I think I'm going to have to get to that uncomfortable stage and make one of dumb videos, I guess. I don't know.
I hear you sparking some great ideas there. And I heard you say that you believe that you are too old for this way of marketing. What makes you say that? Where does this idea come from?
Well, it's a joke. It's because our kids call us boomers, and which we're not boomers, but it's just something, you know, I've never been interested in at all. And now it's, you know, you feel like, oh, shoot, I'm going to turn my hat backwards and figure out how these kids and call my 17-year-old kid and say, hey, how do I make a video that people are going to be engaged so I can reach this amount of people that I need? Because it's there. The numbers show that the people are watching them, but they're not opening their emails. And quite frankly, I don't open my own emails now. And I think I'm learning from my own self.
I hear you. So I just want to confirm what I'm hearing. Maybe you would like to find a method that you feel more comfortable with than, for example, using TikTok, but that is also different than sending emails in order to increase your chances of getting people. Am I on the right path?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. I'm just, you know, this is a new business, new ideas, and growth is uncomfortable. So it's uncomfortable, to say the least, especially putting yourself on a video. And probably the last time I had a video was when I was a child. And so, yeah, it's one of those things, if you don't want to do it, you know, I think you're going to be left behind.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I hear you. So is there something that you can do to increase yourself feeling comfortable or to increase the chances of yourself accomplishing this? Do you have a different method in your mind? Or do you think that you should work on yourself just feeling more comfortable with the new ways of things?
I think the best way is trial by fire and get, you know, hold my feet to the fire and do it. Just maybe it's going to take 20 videos to finally put one out, but just do it and see where it takes you. You know, the first one will obviously be, you know, not what you think, and then the next one will be a little easier in the next one. But just like I said before on the research, it's just showing that that's where a lot of these people are at. So I'm just one of those people, if I don't try it, then I'll never know that it worked or didn't work.
Great work, great work. If you never try, you'll never know, and you should just do it while you're in this state of flow and while you're feeling creative. So let's come up together with one actionable step. Like, what is the step that you can take in the direction of putting yourself out there?
I guess the first one would be, I notice these videos are pretty short, so figure out what you can either have in words on the screen in 10 seconds and just to get their attention. But it looks to me like you need to be very active in this role of these videos, because there's millions and millions and millions of them, but the algorithms show just what I've started clicking on. I get the same things over and over about investing, coaching, and I don't get all the nonsense anymore, all the garbage and things that are out there. So I think if I want to be a coach out there talking, I really, really need to do, you know, one right after the other, and even just come up with quick ideas or quick two things that men like to do, men have problems with, currently going through a divorce or currently lost in your job, you know, just ask questions and maybe get the guy that says, hey, that's me, click on the button.
Okay, great. So what I heard you say is that the first step might be coming up with some quick questions and some short content that you can put out there for people. Is that right?
Correct. Yep. No, you're right.
Great. So like, do you have I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, nothing. I'm interrupting you. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just wondering if you have any time frame in your mind when you could possibly come up with the first short video or a question.
Actually, I think we're going to work on that this week, starting tomorrow. I work towards that. My wife and I are both coaches. Well, not quite yet, but working towards to be coaches. And so we're both thinking this is the route, and we've kind of come to the fact that, you know, we got to try this and just see where it takes us.
Absolutely. And I hear the drive, I hear the creativity in your voice, so I'm sure you can achieve it. So great work with all of that today. May I ask, where have you found value in this session for yourself?
Just the sounding board to have somebody, you know, listen, validate what I'm saying. You know, I'm not asking to change the world from, you know, and have you help me change the world. So it was nice to have somebody quick with a response, and I think it was good. It was really good.
Thank you. Glad to hear that. So all good things. Then I'll hear what happened next week and how you feel after your first content week.
Yeah, no, I'll let you know.
Thank you so much.
All right, sounds like a wrap. Good job, everybody. Anna, what are you proud about with the coaching choices you made tonight? What did you choose to do as a coach that you're feeling good about?
I felt good about reaching maybe what was kind of the main topic for Ryan tonight, because
sure.
At first I was also a little bit confused with, you know, what exactly is the topic. So I really tried hard to kind of pinpoint, and I was really happy to see how he got from so many things to do to into this flow of like just do it, and if you never try, you'll never know. He kind of
sure.
created this driving. He woke up this like driving energy in himself.
Yeah.
So I hope that I was supportive enough and that I was acknowledging like his power to do the things that
yes.
he wants to do. Can I say a negative thing?
If you must. Yes.
Well, I mean, this is something that I would like to receive feedback on. So that's why, like, I want to
okay.
highlight it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm afraid that at some point, like maybe I was putting words in his mouth. Like I wasn't. I don't know. Like maybe I was putting a little bit too much pressure on
mm-hmm.
like really defining, you know, the step and like really reading into his words.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to hear if there was a lot of me in all of that. You know, a lot
okay.
of like my thoughts.
Got it. Yeah, so that sounds good. Let me get some feedback from the others. We'll see what comes up there, and then I can speak to that as well, at least from
okay.
what I experienced. All right. Thanks, Anna. Hey, Ryan, what worked for you tonight with the way that Anna coached you? What'd she do that was helpful?
She did great. She didn't fill my words. You know, she wasn't leading me like she's thinking she did. She just asked good questions that I could follow with the answer. She knew what the answer was, and we all know kind of what they were. I know that I can be a little scatterbrained to be coached. I'm aware of that. In the beginning, if I can get narrowed down, then I know kind of what I want and where I'm going with it. It's just a fault of mine.
Yep.
But it was good. She asked right. She was nice. You know, it felt like we could talk, and we could have talked for another 30, 40 minutes.
Sure, sure. Do you recall a question in particular that you felt was, you know, one of the ones that engaged you the most?
I don't remember how she asked it. It was just like, well, what are you going to do? Kind of question.
Yeah. Right,
you know,
right.
You know, you got to do something. We can't just sit here and talk about what's your plan.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Okay, thank you, Ryan. Thanks for bringing the good
yep.
agenda, being a good client. Selma, I'd love to
yep.
hear from you. What's something Anna did you want to celebrate because it was so good? And what's a question you might have asked if you were coaching Ryan in this case?
First of all, I want to acknowledge that she didn't put words into Ryan's mouth. I thought she flowed really well. I thought
mm-hmm.
she was I thought she was listening well to Ryan. She was empathetic to him because he sounded a little discouraged, but then
uh-huh.
she kind of, she held for the clarification. I like that,
mm-hmm.
that she went back and asked him, you know, out of all those things that he wanted, which one
yep.
like kind of prioritize. So
mm-hmm.
I felt that gave Ryan, it put him back on track to think about
mm-hmm.
that and let him kind of give him some space. I
mm-hmm.
liked how she mirrored him sometimes, like when he would think about his thoughts and say, well, I just got to get out there and do it. And
mm-hmm.
she said, yes, I think you can. And she kind of repeated the words back to him. And I think that actually shifted his demeanor,
mm-hmm.
his energy. And he kind of at the end started, yeah, I can do this. I think I'm going to, instead of kind of not believing. He was a little kind of, I felt like he was a little discouraged in the beginning. But
sure.
I thought overall she did great. She did really well. And I guess if I were to ask something, I think Ryan kind of repeated himself several times on how he didn't, he felt very uncomfortable, he said, about doing
mm-hmm.
These videos. And I think I probably would have asked what would make you more comfortable besides doing videos, if they're another resource, maybe that you would feel more comfortable versus doing the videos.
Sure. Got it.
Yeah.
So just some possibility of thinking around it. Yep, I hear you. Great. Nice observation, Selma. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Anna, can I have you back?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. I thought the coaching was really good tonight. You know, there were a lot of really nice choices that I heard, and I will just echo both Ryan and Selma. I have the same experience in terms of what you specifically thought maybe you didn't do well with and wanted feedback on. I didn't hear you controlling the flow, the agenda, or putting words in Ryan's mouth either. So I think maybe, you know, in the face of all three of us agreeing on that, maybe you don't need to be too concerned about that from tonight's coaching. Yeah, so here's some bunch of things that I thought went really well. So warm and professional open, you got the topic and takeaway right away. Your energy, your vibe, your, you know, your intonation, your pace, everything about the way you showed up on the other end of a phone call was, I think, really conducive to a nice coaching session. I thought your instinct and decision to invite Ryan to pare down the takeaway was absolutely on point. And this isn't because our clients do anything wrong. That's the state of all of our minds, right? Like most all of us have more than one thing going on in our head at the same time that we're concerned about. And so you did the absolute right thing. There was no judgment. It wasn't awkward. You said, wow, I can hear all the important things that you feel that you need to address and talk about. And I can appreciate why those things are important. In our small session today, what would you like to start on? Where would you like to start and all that? So I think the way that you did that was, first of all, that your instinct to do it was 100% on point. And again, it wasn't because Ryan did anything wrong. Well, you're going to find that that's very common when you're coaching people, that they need a little support on the front end to narrow it down to what's the most urgent thing we should focus on today. And if we wrap it all up before the session's over, we'll open up a new can of worms together. But just inviting people to focus and drill in on something in particular is important. And I think that your inclination to do that was right on point, and the way you did that was nicely done as well. You know, I think that your question about how are you feeling about where you're at right now with marketing, so one of the things that we lifted up and then ultimately kind of decided to focus on was this marketing coaching direction, for you to ask how you're feeling, where are you at right now? I think that's a perfect way to enter into a coachable moment around it. I thought your active listening was on point. You had lots of nice open-ended questions. I felt like you did a really nice job. I'll echo the other feedback. I think you did a really nice job of listening closely and picking up on the opportunities to endorse Ryan's own self-empowerment. So one of my favorite ones was, I hear a lot of energy in your voice to get this done. That's a fantastic. And so I think Selma talked about some of the mirroring techniques of essentially your reply instantly creating a mirrored reflection of how you're experiencing Ryan in that moment. And I agree that I think we could hear his energy grow as you guys had a couple rounds of that. So, you know, I think that was really important. So it wasn't, here's how I think you should think about that, Ryan. It was, I hear this in your voice. And then you would repeat, whether it was his energy in his voice or just the words he was using, you would repeat the words you use, and then you'd endorse them and go, that's great. That sounds, I believe that. I believe you can do that. So I feel like you didn't overdo it, and I felt like you found some really key opportunities to keep empowering Ryan without making it sound like, well, this is what I think you should think about yourself. I mean, you were just like, here's how I just experienced you, and I'm encouraged by that. Let's go. Let's keep going. So I thought, you know, that was a really nice touch. You know, I hear your possibility thinking was another one. I heard you say that you feel that you're too old for video. What's going on behind that? I think that's a perfect challenging question. It's not confrontational in the sense that you're trying to be contentious or disagree with him, but you're not going to let him wiggle off the hook when he's put a golden nugget on the table during coaching about what could potentially be a limiting belief. So with curiosity, tell me more about that. I heard you say that. What's going on there? Whose story is that? Or how long have you been holding that story? Those are all perfectly good questions that invite a client to go deeper. And I thought your instincts there were really on point. What is one actionable step to move yourself forward? This was, not only was it a great question, but what made it a great question, Anna, is when you used it. So we don't use those kind of questions in the front half of a coaching session when we're trying to explore the client's self-awareness and help them achieve more awareness about their issue and get a shift internally. But after we hear them start to shift, and some clarity comes around about where they seem to be going with what they want to do next, it's the best next question. It's like, okay, particularly where you were in a 15-minute session, it was the right time to say, what's one actionable step to move you forward? A couple things I love about that. One is, what is one? So instead of like, what are all the things you need to do to get this to happen, that's not as helpful as what's the next one thing that's the most important thing for you to do to move this forward? And to use language like actionable step and things like that, and moving forward, that's really, those are nice choices in helping the client think the right way about what they're working on at that time. I thought you framed up his next steps, you know, from his work nicely. You hit the 80-20 rule. I felt like Ryan got to do most of the talking. You asked the value question. You managed time. So all of that makes for a strong coaching session, for sure. I think, really, there wasn't something that jumped out glaringly that you completely maybe weren't aware of or missed or did in a way that I would be concerned about. So the improvement feedback I'll give you is to know that the choices you made tonight were all on point. So be encouraged about that and seek to build even more skills around how to listen to the good instincts that you have while you're in the session. Continue to work on, you know, the most powerful, open-ended, concise question that could be built out of the last thing the client said. Another area that you had the right instinct in that you can get stronger in is once you've invited the client to sort of pare down a really large takeaway is to just take that extra minute to say it back and ask it was agreed upon enough that it served the session. It could be a little bit more explicit of just like, okay, so let's talk about where we've agreed and landed on specifically the takeaway that you're after. Because I made a note that one of the ways he worded it was to prioritize the activities that are sitting in front of him to do and make a plan for moving forward. But I feel like it could have been just a teeny bit stronger to get really clear, like, okay, so of all the things that you've lifted up, if I'm hearing you right, you chose marketing as a place that we're going to camp out and we're going to focus on those goals and what needs to happen there. Is that what we're doing together next? And the way that you did it was good. I just think that it could be even a little bit more explicit when there's a lot that's been articulated and put on the table. But I'm reaching to find that, but I do think that will continue to make your coaching stronger. Last thing I'll say is just that your instincts are on point. All the things that you did because of what time you thought it was in the session, I thought was really good judgment. What do you hear me saying in all that, Anna, in all the feedback? How do you make any meaning for yourself in making your coaching better?
Thank you so much for your feedback. It's really, really encouraging, and it's really allowing me to step into my power as a becoming coach. What was the question for me? How can I make it better?
I just wanted to know how all that sat on you, and if there's anything that you want to say or ask about making any more meaning of that feedback for yourself before we move on. Or are you good?
For now, I really received, I feel like I was really enriched with some valuable feedback. So I just want to thank everybody for this session and for the feedback.
Great. Great. All right. Good job, Anna. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. The next session, Marisha, are you ready with the topic and takeaway in a moment?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. And then, Anna, we have you back on as an observer. Are you ready to observe?
Yes.
Wonderful. And Hannah, are you ready to coach? You might be on mute if you're talking. I can't hear you, Hannah.
Oh, hi. Yes, hello. I'm ready.
All right. Excellent. So if you would set 15 minutes for yourself, everyone on mute, please, except for Narisha and Hannah. Have a blast, and we'll talk about it when you're done.
Okay. Hi, Narisha. Welcome to coaching. What would you like to talk about today?
Hi. I'd just like to talk about what's happening with me right now in life. I recently resigned from my family business as managing director after being there for over 20 years. So it's a huge step, and, I'm just feeling very overwhelmed about that. So just wanted to talk about that a bit.
Wow, that does sound overwhelming. What would you like to take away from the conversation, just to be clear?
Well, actually, to boost my confidence about, and feel good about the choices that I made.
Okay, so I'm just making sure I heard you correctly. You said to boost your confidence?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so to be clear about the takeaway, tell me if I heard you. So you want to boost your confidence and feel good about your decision?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me more about that. Why is that an important topic for you today?
Well, it's important because it's taken me out of my comfort zone, and it's totally different from what I've been used to. And actually, I mean, my new business would be totally online, whereas the last 20 odd years I've been physically, get up, get dressed, drive to work. I've been physically there. I had over around 30 employees under my command, and the interaction and all that. Now it's going to be totally different. It's just like a one-man show, and having to get used to online and, all these different computer jargon and all of that, So I'm just feeling overwhelmed with all of this, and the confidence level maybe is dropping a little bit because, it's something new.
Yes, yes, wow. That does sound like a lot, and very courageous of you. What specifically is making you feel overwhelmed?
I've never been too computer savvy, and with being the manager, I had people do all these things, and maybe old school kind of way that, I had my computer guy, I had people for different in the office, different for different people. So now it's like I have to do everything on my own. And It's like I'm learning. I have to start learning all these new things and apps and whatever to operate online.
Right. Wow. Is there a way for you that you can think of, you know, somebody or some kind of resource that maybe can help you to feel more comfortable with all these new, you know, things that you're doing now?
Yeah, I do have, like, my family support and all of that. My kids would help me, you know, with whatever I need to, like, with the website. And I have people who are helping me. But at the end of the day, I have to get a command on it and make sure that I understand the operations of everything and, you know. So,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Taking it one step at a time, is there something specific that you can do to make you feel less overwhelmed?
Well, the thing is, I love what I'm doing, and I'm very much inspired because it's my passion from my heart. So in that way, it can make it easier, but I guess concentrating more and focusing more on the tasks that I have to do and getting help probably from my kids and using Google a little more. I think I have to spend more time online and just trying out different tasks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And would you be able to think of a specific task that you want to focus on first? To research
online? I'll just give you like an example of what I'm working on right now, which is the website. And my son is actually helping me to build it and all of that. But then the operations of it, and sometimes I'm just stuck there because he's working, so I have to wait until, you know, I can get that help. And I feel like I'm not progressing as I should. And but I think most of all, with the confidence, you know, I am more concerned really with what, how successful this is, something new, and this is a like people's opinion on it, and a consideration that a lot of us have, the age factor, and if I can do it, you know, the confidence in that regard, because with regard to the website and stuff, I think that I can get the help, you know, in time, because it's coming in gradually, you know?
Right, right. Wow. Who can you think of that maybe if you would get their opinion, it would make you feel more, you know, supported?
Well, I think I probably have a few business you know, people that I did business with before and who I have a good rapport with, and I could probably just pass, you know, talk to them about the ideas and maybe get some pep talk from them, I don't know.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
Is there one specific person that jumps out more than the others?
Actually, yeah, I have a good friend. I can call her and we could have a chat. Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. I can do that.
Okay. That's great. And when would you feel comfortable, or when do you think you might have time to reach out to her?
I can do that. I can do that as early as tomorrow.
Oh, okay. That sounds good. Okay. And what are you taking away from this conversation?
Well, I think the most important thing is that we don't have to go it alone, and when we need help, you own up to it, and you get the help. It's okay to ask and to get help, and I think I'll do just that. So thank you very much.
I think you did great, Narisha.
Thank you.
All right, that sounds like a wrap. Hannah, what are you proud about with your coaching choices tonight?
I had a lot on my mind tonight, actually, but I'm glad to make it plain and just be with Narisha.
Nice. What did you do in your coaching that you're feeling good about that was on point? Sounds like being present was one of them there, because you got a lot going on. I heard that.
Yeah. Well, if Anna said something negative, then I guess I can also, right?
Sure.
I think I was ended a little bit short, but I just sort of felt like we ended. So, I don't know. I wasn't sure if I should try to continue or not.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'll speak to that. You did pull up a little short, but if you're going to make an error in one direction or the other, it's better to end if it feels like it's at a high note and you don't want to open up a whole new can. It's better to pull up short, but we'll talk a little bit more about that. But yeah, it's worth talking about for sure. But let me get some feedback from the others, and then I'll circle back and share some of my notes about what I heard too. Does that sound good?
Thank you. Yeah.
You bet. Narisha, what worked for you tonight with the way that Hannah coached you?
She was great. I know my agenda was a bit confusing for her, but to get the help and to talk to my friend and with the help of my kids, I think we're on the right track.
Okay. Was there a question or a direction that she supported you in the coaching session that was particularly helpful, provoked ideas, or helped you grow in some self-awareness?
Of course, that getting help is okay, and I liked, that the accountability to call my friend and get things going, so that is great.
Okay, good. Good. Thank you, Narisha.
Welcome.
Anna, would you share your observations with us, please? What's the question you might have asked if you were coaching, and what's something that you heard Hannah doing you want to celebrate because it's a good example of us putting into practice what we're learning?
Well, something that I would definitely like to celebrate is how clear Hannah was with getting specific through questions and allowing Narisha to have a clear takeaway. And also how she was really present with her, and her tone of voice was very calming yet nurturing, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
She was really encouraging, acknowledging the difficulties and the weight that Narisha might be carrying. Like, that does sound overwhelming, and it does sound like a lot. And I think it was a smooth transition from defining the takeaway when she said that's why is this important for you? Tell me more. I think that was a smooth question. I don't think that she ended it too early. I think she ended it when she felt that it was a wrap. So the timing was good. And honestly, there's nothing that I can come up with that I would do differently.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you.
Hannah, can I have you back?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Yeah, so nice coaching tonight. A number of things that I felt like you, you know, definitely demonstrated that you're getting the skills that we're trying to grow in. First of all, you definitely had a warmer professional open and got directly to what might she like to talk about, and then followed it by asking what does she want to take away specifically from today's session, and then you confirmed what you heard her say. So those are the ways to nail the first stage of the simple coaching model, and you did that really well. I am going to come back and make a suggestion or add some ways that it could get even stronger, but it was very well done on its own right. And I agree. I think that the transition question that you came up with to move out of setting the agenda and into exploring coachable moments, this notion of why is this important today? I also have first of all, perfect instinct, and I really thought it was the right way to start looking into coachable moments. I also have some tips around how to make that even better, but your instinct was absolutely on point. And I, too, agree that you showed up with some empathy throughout the session in ways it wasn't overdone, but it was done the right way in the right times that helps create a sense of safety for the client to do some work. You know, so you have a nice energy, a supportive energy, and combined with some of the choices that you made about empathizing with Nirisha, I think really helps suggest that you're going to do well at being able to strengthen a safe rapport where a client will truly, you know, go to work. I liked what I was hearing there. A number of really nice open-ended questions, things like what resources and support systems do you need or have? What is the one thing you can do to feel less overwhelmed? What do you want to focus on first? And, you know, I think that you did, you know, move. There was an opportunity to spend more time. So let's talk about the time. You pulled up 6 minutes short on a 15-minute session. That's not the end of the world, and I already commented about if we're going to either go short or go long, it's better to end on a high note and not kind of drag it out. Now, knowing that we're doing 15-minute sessions because it's conducive to the training format, I want to pop out and give you some thoughts about your regular session work. So when we're in regular session work, we've got people paying us, and that's why, you know, we do want to use every minute they paid us for. So we wouldn't, you know, we in the paid session, we wouldn't pull up 45 minutes in the 60-minute session and not lead another way of using time. Well, this wasn't the situation today, so I don't think, you know, that's what you did. But I just want to lift it up, so because what do we do? I mean, managing time is one of the competencies in being able to deliver professional services for pay that we absolutely have to continue to get savvy with. Typically what I do when I feel like we've reached a takeaway, but if I'm not sure, it seems like we've made progress, I'm not sure where to go next, I'll just ask the client. So you mentioned that you'd like to boost your confidence around your choices. And we've had a chance to explore that a little bit and have come up with an actionable step of you growing in your awareness about leaning into your support systems or people around you. What else might you like to talk about with respect to boosting your confidence? Or, you know, you can circle back without opening up a very complex new channel that you 6 minutes or 15 minutes might not be time to do. You can certainly go back to the golden egg from the beginning and see if the client feels like there's one thing that's coming to them that they might want to pursue with the remaining time we have left. So here's how I would usually execute that as a coach. Kind of, you know, I'm noticing that you wanted to work on boosting your confidence in your choices around your roles and business and in life. And you've done some great work to lead to an outcome here that's actionable for you. I'm noticing that we still have about a quarter of our session time left. What would you like to talk about next in the time we have remaining that might further support you here? So something like that sort of frames up what's been done, lifts up the notion we've got some time to use, and then puts them in the driver's seat to see where they want to go next. What do you hear me saying there? And how do you feel like that could work for you, Anna?
Yeah, so I feel like in a normal session, then I would definitely do that because you can always, like, end whatever. But here, I just wasn't sure, like, we're going to be, like, 5 minutes in, and then going to be like, oh, it ended off bad. No one's going to remember that I did it right.
Yeah. So, you know, even I think the main thing I want to leave you with is that when we're unsure how to use remaining time, it's okay just to check in. It's actually it's ideal just to check in with the client and just see what they think, you know, or, you know, after you frame up sort of what they did accomplish in the time that you did spend together, you could ask a curiosity question about, go back to their language. In you know, on a confidence scale of 1 to 10, do you feel like your confidence is a little higher about some of what you're wrestling with? And if so, can you tell me about that? Now, the answer there, it's not a question rooted in insecurity about our performance. That's just a question, that's a curiosity question that plumbs the depths of the client's awareness of the work they need to do for themselves. And right. So it's okay to go in and say, how are you feeling like we moved the needle? And if so, tell me about it. But these are, you know, just some ways that will become more accessible to you with more experience about how to manage time. You know, sometimes it can be tricky, but other times you'll come up with 2 or 3 ways to deal with that that will feel very empowering to your client and leave them in the driver's seat and ultimately still use all the time that they're paying you for. But I appreciate your distinction between a 15-minute coaching session in class versus the other. But the thought process is the same if I'm coming across clear. One little tweak I'd love to make to your opening question, you said, why is that important today or something to that effect? It's always best to try to avoid a why question. It can be fraught with some different problems, but your instinct about that question was 100% on point, in my opinion. One of the ways I found to work around it is this question. Well, I hear so many things you just put on the table that clearly are very important. And now that I hear you lift up a takeaway that we'll work on together of boosting your confidence around your choices, what makes that confidence boost so important for you today? So it's a why question, but it's technically structured differently that will help avoid maybe, you know, any inclinations to become defensive or to, you know, not handle the question as well as it really should be handled because it's a great question. So what makes this so important now as an alternative to the why? What do you hear there, and could that be helpful for you?
Yes, I got that.
All right. I think that's it, really. I mean, your instincts are on point. There's a lot of good coaching that happened here, and I'd love to hear more. But good job tonight, Hannah. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Do we have someone who wants to volunteer to coach tonight instead of the next couple coach to coach sessions?
I'm here.
Who's I'm?
I'm Becca, and I'm here. I had a VPN issue, and I apologize for being late, so I'm ready to go.
Becca is in the house. I love it.
Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Good job overcoming. Okay, so let's dig in. Talia, are you ready in a moment with topic and takeaway?
Yes, I am.
Great. And Peggy, are you ready to observe?
I am.
Wonderful. Becca's clearly ready to coach. If you've set a clock for 15 minutes for yourself, Becca, everyone unmute, please, except for Becca and Talia. Have a blast, and we'll talk about it when you're done.
Hi, Talia. How are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for being here tonight and taking this big step to work on something important. So what is it tonight that you want to talk about?
My problem that I'm having currently is how to stop being overwhelmed with my to-do list. So if I prioritize something, I filled myself with too much to do that at the end of the day, I end up doing nothing. So that is my problem. I overwhelm myself with too much to do. That's the other day I don't do anything.
Got it. So I see that you have, what I hear is that you've got a lot going on and you've got a really big list and that you can't finish your list and it overwhelms you. Is that correct?
Correct. I can't seem to focus on my list on what should go first.
Ah. So I hear that you're having a little bit of challenge prioritizing what's the most important thing that you should do first, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Awesome. So what do you want to take away from our time tonight by the end of the session?
Is how to find how can I know what to prioritize? Like, how would I know what's more of an importance to put first, and how not to overwhelm myself when I feel like I'm doing too much?
Got it. So how do you know that you'll be successful when you get your priorities organized? Like, how will it feel when you get the right priority at the top of the list?
Accomplished. Feeling accomplished, like I actually like checked out a box out of my whole list.
Okay. And so what's a way that maybe you could look at your list and find what's really important on there to you?
See, that's the thing that's kind of difficult for me, because when I look at all my lists, I start thinking of other things that pop in after. Like, for example, I'm working on my book right now. So I'm writing my book right now. So it's setting up time to write my book. Then is the editing part after it, and then finding a publisher, and setting time for that. Because, you know, I do work a regular 9-to-5 job. I have other stuff to do that are my today on the daily things that I have to do. Plus, you know, finding time to sit down and write my book. Sometimes I don't feel like I want to. So if I say today I'm going to write on my book, I don't feel like it. So it doesn't become a priority, but other days it does. So I'm trying to learn how to become, I guess, more disciplined, because when I don't do what I said I was going to do, I overwhelm myself. I feel like I kind of failed myself, and I don't feel like I accomplished anything for the day.
Okay, got it. So outside of your 9-to-5 job, is there maybe a category, or like, how could you set up your to-do list for the things that are really important to you?
I guess I can cut it down like to one or two assignments. Instead of having like 10 things to do that day, probably cut into one or two things for that day to make it kind of shorter to help me out.
And so let's look at those maybe. Let's see what one or two of those might be that you could start paring your list down to make it more manageable so that you don't feel so overwhelmed. So what are some things that you could really pare down to?
So, for example, I still have, like, 4 more chapters to write on the book. So probably, like, do one chapter a night, or I can mix it within the week so I don't overwhelm myself feeling like I have to do it. Because for me, it's writing. I have to be passionate. I have to be, like, in the mood to do it. If I'm not in the mood, I just can't write. I just have, like, writer's block. So I think if I pair it like one chapter every other night, maybe that can help me to stay focused and to be on my to-do list.
I really love what you said about, you know, you have to have passion and be in the mood to write. So what is something you can do to encourage yourself, when you have that kind of assignment in front of yourself instead of that have to?
I guess, see, that's the hard part, because it's like some days I'm in the mood to write, some days I'm not. So I guess it all depends on how my day is. If I'm just stressed on the other things, or if I'm having a relaxed day, then I'm in the mood to write. Because to write for me, I need to be passionate. My words need to come out from a way so the reader can get into it. So I can't just write like anything else. I have to put myself in the mood for it. And I guess for me to be in the mood, I would have to be relaxed, not stressed about things that I couldn't get to today, it would have to be a day where literally everything was just kind of flowing.
Right. I hear you. So is there any way to put any flow into your list that you've got here of things that you need to do? So would it be possible that if you're feeling in the mood and you're passionate, that you might be in the flow to write, and then the other things on your list, would it be possible to structure that differently so that you do have some free flow?
Yeah, I guess the way for me to structure for it to have free flow is not to overwhelm myself with a lot of things to do. Plus, I think cutting it down from 10 things was one or two things that night to allow myself to have that free availability to be able to come in the mood and write.
So what would a typical week look like for you after your job? I'm just curious so that I could see maybe where might some of that flow come into your life and some of the other things you structure to be taken care of.
So do you want to know my day-to-day or my week-to-week?
Okay, I'm sorry. So what would a typical week look like so that you could structure it with some of that free flow?
So my typical week would be from, of course, 9 to 5 work, and then after coming from work, making dinner, either paying some bills or doing some of my homework that I have to do, or it could be going to the gym. Also trying to squeeze in some self-care in between to not to be too stressed out. And then in between there, find time to write, to also work on other projects that I'm doing because I'm trying to start my business as well.
Wow, that's a lot you've got going on there.
I know. I try to keep myself busy, but it seems like I really kind of don't. I kind of, like, force everything in there to work in.
I hear that. Yeah, you've got a lot going on, a lot of important things going on for you. So you said you have you know, you have to set up time and editor and publisher and all these things on top of that. So could you see any way to set up a schedule to work those out with?
Yes, but before I can do all that, I need to finish my book. So I guess I'm thinking ahead of the game, like what I need to do next without finishing it, because I still have like 10 more chapters on my book to write. So it's basically sitting down, finishing that part first, and then finding an editor, someone to review it and edit, and then a publisher. So, yeah, I can cut it in pieces, but I guess that's the part that I get myself overwhelmed with, that I think of the next big things I have to do when I'm still not done with the first task.
What do you think might help some of that overwhelm, since that's something that's way in the future?
Correct. I guess being more present, thinking of the now, not the future.
And what are some things that might help you get in that mode to be present and to sit down and to be in the flow with your writing?
For sure, shutting down my phone or putting on Do Not Disturb, being in an area where I won't be disrupted, where it's quiet, it's like me and my music and my writing.
I love that. And that kind of goes with your self-care, too. Do you have a quiet area that you can do that?
It would have to be my bedroom because everybody's in the living room, TV's on. Yeah, I would have to be in my bedroom with my counseling phone. And setting the mood for me, it would be like a candlelight, dim lights, writing, getting the right music to get me in the mood for it. And like you said, that's part of my self-care because writing is my outlet as part of my self-care because that's where I free flow. That's where I express my emotions, my feelings, my thoughts.
So I love that, and I feel really inspired just listening to you talk about all the things that you do to get ready to write. So I'm wondering if this is something that you can put into regular practice without maybe worrying about those other things. So how could you schedule this into your life right now?
I'm probably setting up like a reminder on my phone, like blocking a certain time, for example, like from 7 to 9 is just writing, you know, nothing scheduled, no one calls me, like phone on do not disturb, and nothing to distract me so I can focus and get it done. Because sometimes writing one chapter can take me up to 2 hours, depending if I like what I write, how I write it, if I go back, you know, if I start all over again, or if I didn't like the way I said it, or something like that. So sometimes one chapter itself can take me a day or a couple more days, or sometimes a week sometimes. Sometimes I just lose myself.
I love that. So what you wanted to take away from the session, you said you wanted to stop being so overwhelmed with this really big to-do list. What about the to-do list? So I love all of this that you talked about, your writing. And so where does the to-do list fit in with that now? If you can block that time off, how do you feel about the to-do list and being overwhelmed in relation to what you've talked about as far as setting time aside here for your writing?
Well, like, as you brought it up, you're right about not thinking so much in the future, just basically focusing on one task at a time and allowing myself to get lost into that, because that's the only way I'm going to be able to concentrate and to get through with it. So not having so much of a to-do list, but cutting it down to a manageable amount that I can do each night or every other night, especially when it comes to my writing. Like I said, block a certain time to allow myself to be more organized, because I think I need to be more organized and be in, I think of the now, not the future, because if I think of the future, I won't be able to do this, you know, because I overwhelm myself and then I don't do anything, so I'm like, I give myself a headache. So just staying present, staying organized, and allowing myself to, you know, to give myself time to get in that mood will allow me to cut down my to-do list. Because just taking it all, for example, I have like 10 things to do, I'm not going to accomplish all those 10 things to do. I need to cut it down in a more sizable, manageable way for me to feel accomplished.
So how does that feel if you can organize your time like that, maybe cut your list down, like you said, to how many things do you think you can cut your list down to that's manageable?
Probably
you said earlier,
things.
Yeah, like a couple of things plus your writing every day. Does that sound like a manageable thing to do?
My writing would be on my to-do list, so yeah.
Okay,
just
awesome.
Having enough time as part, also time to do my writing would be nice.
And so how does that feel to have your writing prioritized there?
It makes me feel like I can accomplish it, and I don't feel like I'm just wasting time.
Awesome. Yeah, I really love that. Oh, you got really fired up when you started talking about your writing. And so I look forward to hearing how that goes in the future.
I appreciate it. And thank you for giving me ideas on how to stay organized, because they really did help us to lay it out.
Awesome. I think you did a lot of that work. What is your takeaway from our session together, and where have you found value this evening?
I found value a lot when you were telling me on how I can cut it down, what I can do to prioritize it, since I'm so passionate about my writing. What can I do to actually make it a priority? You know, which of course is going to be setting block time, setting up a schedule, you know, cutting down my to-do list to something more manageable, like 1 or 2 things instead of 10 things to do. So that really gave me more of an idea and a broad spectrum of how I can manage my time in a reachable way than just overwhelming myself and thinking so much of the future and just focusing on the moment, on the now.
Awesome. Well, I really look forward to hearing how this turns out, and I'll check in with you next week and see how your priorities look and how you feel about your writing. If that's good with you.
Thank you. Yes, it does. Sounds really good. Thank you.
Thank you, Talia.
No problem.
All right. Sounds like a wrap, ladies. Good job, everyone. Becca, what choices did you make tonight as a coach that you're feeling good about?
I think it took me a little bit to get in the groove. I think just the nervousness and the all that. But I think once I finally, like, got unworried about all the how do I ask the question in front of all my peers kind of thing, I relaxed a little bit and was able to, in that second half, like, oh, wow. I got inspired by what she had to say about her writing. And I feel like that second half was much more flowy for me instead of, like, mechanical. So, and I felt like I circled back to her her takeaway a couple times. So.
Nice. Good, good. Okay, well, I'm going to get some feedback from the others, and I'll come back and share my notes with you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Now, you bet. Talia, what did Becca do as a coach tonight that you found really helpful? What did she do?
I like what she said right now, that she circled back. She circled back to my takeaway about two or three times just to make sure that I got the point, because that was the point of the conversation. And she gave me, like, a broader perspective on how to look at it instead of, like, over, like, basically she asked, what overwhelms me? What is it about it that I can do differently to not overwhelm me? You know, and since I talked about my to-do list, like, okay, but what can you do about it? Can you cut it down? Or what can you do to keep yourself accountable? You know, and I like that, because then she made me think, I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. I can just cut it down because my writing is part of my priority. So if that's not my priority, I need to get in the mood. And for me to get in the mood, I need to have a productive day. So she was, the way she asked me was like, how does that day look like to you? You know, to be able to create that thing for it to be a priority on your list. So that helps me have a broad perspective about it instead of just looking at, because when you're in a problem, you look at it as such a narrow thing that's so difficult to find.
True.
And I think that's the reason why a life coach helps so much, because that's what we do. We help them expand their viewpoint. And that's exactly what she did. She did great.
Nice. Nice. Great feedback. Thank you, Talia. Pega, would you share your observations? We're looking for what's one thing you want to celebrate Becca doing so well with in terms of what we've been learning, and the other is what question might you have asked if you were coaching?
Hi, yes. I thought Becca did a great job. When she said that she was nervous, I was shocked because she sounded like a natural to me. I mean, I did not get the sense that she was nervous at all. Like, she just sounded confident, encouraging. I liked how she was very clear and direct, but she was warm and inviting at the same time. She threw in the, like, oh, I love what you said about that. I love that. I just think that that helps the client feel more encouraged and more connected with the coach. So great job on that. Let's see. What would I have asked? I thought she asked a lot of great questions. I feel like she hit some pretty big coachable moments, the aha moments, and made, I think, Talia realize that writing is her top priority. So she said at first, I don't know what my top priority is. So that was awesome. I think one question I would have asked, maybe because I'm curious too, is, like, what else is on your to-do list? Because she mentioned she had this long to-do list. And one of my thoughts was when she said that sometimes she's not in the mood to write, is I'm wondering, can she instead knock out a couple other items on her to-do list that are not related to writing? So, which I think they would have gotten there, because towards the end she was talking about, like, let's narrow your list down to two or three things, writing and then a couple other things. So I think they would have gotten to that, but that was one of my thoughts.
Yeah.
Great job overall, for sure, Becca.
Thank you.
Nice. Yeah, nice curiosity. Good observation. Thanks, Becca. All right, Becca, can I have you back?
I'm here.
All right. Nice job tonight. Yeah, I too, did not pick up on you being nervous. But it's normal to be nervous. I've done a lot of coaching over the last 4 years. I still get nervous. I mean, it's just, we get less nervous over time, but it's just normal. And particularly when you're in class and you've got everybody listening in, it takes a minute to just set that aside and dig in. And so I could feel when you were describing how wherever it was at, Havsies or somewhere else in the session, you kind of let, you seemed to let that, you must have let that go. because you just got even more comfortable with how I was experiencing you. So, but no, from the beginning, lots of great stuff, warmer, professional, open, got right to topic and takeaway, really strong, active listening. I liked your choice to ask a question about her feelings at a couple, two or three different places in the session. So let me unpack that for a second. When somebody asks us what we think, it elicits a particular type of response from us. When someone asks us how do we feel, it ignites a different part of the brain. How do you feel about that is a really great question. We don't want to overuse it, but it's definitely something we want in our arsenal. So it's not always just, well, what do you think about that? And what do you think about that? How do you feel about that? How will it feel for you when you achieve A, B, and C? What feeling is it that you're after? It's just a different part of the brain that's invited to get involved when we ask somebody to check in with their feelings, not just their thoughts. So nice instinct to do that a few times. How will it feel to be able to prioritize? This also helps us access our motivation, right? Like, it's going to feel great, and I want to feel that great. So I'm, you know, it kind of can fire us up and get us going as well. So want to applaud that choice. A number of nice open-ended questions that begin with what or how. So what's a way to find what's important on your list? How could you set up your to-do list? What do you think could help with this? What helps you do that? So these are, they may not sound like, you know, some masterpiece of a question, but coaching is not supposed to feel like hard work. It's about getting good at hearing the obvious things to cue our clients into their next work. And so short, concise, direct, on-point, open-ended questions do that. And you had a lot of them. One of my favorites when we're in flow is what else? It's just one word. But it literally just teased the client. The client's got some momentum. They're doing their work. Keep it coming, right? So, well, what else? What else could do that? And I just think those kind of questions, what helps you do that? You know, and the reason why I love how this happened tonight. I heard Talia at the end give you credit for her, for the outcome she came up with by doing her work. And let me tell you why that's so beautiful for me to hear. Because what that tells me is that the way that you were showing up with the skills that you were bringing with your listening and your questions invited Talia to do her own work. And she felt like you were the one to open the door and hold the space for that outcome. So she's giving you credit as well. What that means, I mean, of course Talia did the work. You mm-hmm. asked good questions and held space, and you held flow so that it invited her to do her own work. And it's what coaching really, we want it to feel like, is this beautiful dance. It's not like one person's doing all the work and the other one's not. It's a dance. So when I hear that, what it tells me is that the dance was working. You showed up with the right kind of coaching skills that cleared the way for Talia to do her own work. And as a result, she felt like you did it for her. Well, you brought the skills, but she did her work, and it was just you both showed up in your roles really nicely, and that's what leads to nice outcomes more times than not. So I really enjoyed hearing that from everybody. I thought that you had nice balance. Your 80-20 was on point. She got to do most of the talking. That's in service to the last thing I said as well. You have really nice upbeat energy from the start to the finish of the session. Your energy comes across like somebody I want to talk to. And that's perfect for your clients. Like, your clients want to feel like you're present, you're not dominating the conversation, you're listening carefully, you're asking good questions, but you're upbeat, you're looking for the solution with them. The way that you brought your energy to it is really great for the rapport. Later in the session, you started to get into some of the practicals. I loved your choice to check in on the progress and invite reflection from Talia about the takeaway. So that you noticed it, she noticed it, that there were a couple of times where you revisited the takeaway to sort of recenter and then march forward again. And I always think that's a great choice when it's on time and you pick some nice times to do that. And again, at the end, how does it feel to prioritize your writing? This is important. It's not whether it's just, because a lot of what she was talking about in her struggle, some of it was struggles with the way she thinks about prioritizing, but others of it was, I want to feel accomplished. And so, again, I just, you know, whether it was really intention of yours with a lot of awareness or if it was just an instinct, your decision to revisit inviting her to her feelings, I think, was really important. You managed time perfectly. You asked the value question great. Two things, they're kind of, yeah, on the minor side, but I've got two things that I think could, I'd love for you to be thinking about and making your coaching even stronger. There was just a couple moments somewhere around the middle where you shifted from curiosity and you tried mm-hmm. to build some questions that were, can you try this?
Mm-hmm.
Can you try that? And what I want to do, are you aware when you did that?
Yeah, I totally am because I pulled back from it and I tried to dig my hole out and get away from that.
You did.
I caught myself doing that and I was like, nope, you can't go there. So
I love it. Well, that makes me even more happy for you. So here's the deal with skill building. It starts with awareness. Good strategies or more learning isn't going to help if our awareness isn't on point. So you're aware. Awesome. You picked another path. You got yourself out of it. You self-corrected. Kudos. We're all hoping to continue to learn how to get stronger and stronger at that. We're not going to bat 1,000, but we're going to make progress because we're going to more quickly become aware and make corrections. So you did that really well. And I was just going to say, rather than doing something like that, you could describe for the client the self-awareness you hear them achieving for themselves and then ask them, in light of that new self-awareness, how could you use it to find more clarity about your next steps? Now you just completely leave it in their lap, right? You've acknowledged with them that they've gotten some shifts or some more clarity or some more self-awareness. Instead of starting to go into, well, could you do this with that? Just ask them what they want to do with that. Does that make sense? Don't work too hard.
Yeah,
okay. I say that with tongue in cheek. I mean, I believe that good coaches are hardworking coaches, but we're hardworking at our side of the dance. And so in a session, it just shouldn't feel like we're the ones that are having to squeeze a solution out of our own creativity. It's all about supporting the client and doing that. And they're either ready or not to do it. But anyway, that's one thing I wanted to lift up for a little tweak, but you're aware and you're on the right path. And the second one is she lifted up 2 or 3 times, potentially a need for a more constructive self-talk. And that really piqued my curiosity. I think the way you used the session time tonight was wonderful. It was just fine. So I'm not suggesting you should have displaced anything that you did with this thing I'm lifting up. But maybe. I mean, I just want to leave it in your lap. And ultimately, it will be most helpful probably if you think about this in future sessions that are of a more standard length. But when somebody repeats something 2 or 3 times that's suggesting, you know, there's a yellow flag, we want to explore it. So after the 2nd or 3rd time that she says something about not feeling great about her self-talk or that she might need, you know, to consider how to structure her self-talk differently so that she's not so self-defeating, there would be an opportunity, that's a coachable moment to explore. How do you feel about that? And what might you have done with that if you had time?
I don't have that written down at all in my notes.
Okay. So it might be worth going back and listening for.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, I don't know that that would have been weightier for the outcome than what you guys did spend time on. I'm not making a case for that. I'm just want to bring it up because it's a good – it's a good teaching moment for everyone, and particularly for you because you did the session, but to really, you know, keep reaching for listening for things that are like, ooh, that could be a good one. Yeah, but like I said, you didn't waste a minute in the session, and I'm not making a case for you having done that instead of something else. I just wanted to bring it up.
I'm curious because I don't have that written anywhere, so I'm going to listen for that when I go back and see.
Yeah, yeah.
It may have been, I don't know, I'll just check and see.
Maybe I over-experienced it, but I'd be curious to see what you learn when you listen to it back. But no, really nice coaching tonight, Becca. I'm really glad you were able to work out your connectivity issues. It was great to have you coach tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your feedback, everybody's feedback.
You're welcome. All right, y'all, we did it. Amazing. Really nice sessions. We learned a lot tonight. Nailed it in 90 minutes. I hope you all have a wonderful evening. I look forward to being with you in class again next week. Good night now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, thank you.
Good night.